Born in Montreal, singer-songwriter Bobby Dove has become known for their distinctive, classic country sound. Dove developed their sound in Montreal, where clubs like the Wheel Club or Grumpy's served as hubs for roots and country music in the city. I guess that's why moving to Manitoba made sense, says Dove. There are definitely more musicians playing and more people and venues seeking out country and roots music in that province, which means more opportunities to make a living as a musician and singer-songwriter. Being based in Manitoba also means that Dove has easier access to the western provinces, such as Saskatchewan and Alberta, and their respective country music markets. I can still make my way to the east to tour regularly, like this tour that I'm on, based around my National Arts Centre show in Ottawa. Bobby Dove has made a name for themselves by playing a distinctive style of old-time country or roots music. The online publication Manitoba Music wrote that the singer has become known as one of the country's most dedicated troubadours, crooning live audiences with their heart-worn originals, and paying tribute to the golden age of country music. But this wasn't an obvious choice earlier in Bobby Dove's life as a songwriter. I love country music, but did not grow up with classic, old-time country music in my childhood, says Dove. The music that first influenced my style was probably more folk singer-songwriters like Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Annie DeFranco, and other songwriters. Dove's father played a lot of soul and R&B in their household when the singer-songwriter was growing up. I had no idea what was inspiring to me when I started writing, they say. I was so young, like a prepubescent kid. Like then, I still feel that songs are divine gifts or messages, but not in a religious way. People can receive these messages if they are paying attention and are able and open to, or can make time to document. Over time, Dove veered toward Americana and roots country music. I am not alone in my feelings about modern pop country that dominates commercial radio and the more corporate CMT, CMA world, says Dove. The subject matter that they are pushing is often shallow and materialistic, with an overproduced sound. Dove understands that many people may like that modern country sound, but notes that there is also an audience who are more nostalgic and seek out country and roots music, and artists who sound less synthesized. I realized that the good stuff just went straight to my heart, and was honest, emotional, fun to sing, and fun to write in that style. That honest and emotional approach was perfectly captured on Dove's 2021 acclaimed album, Hopeless Romantic. It is filled with well-crafted songs that touch on subjects like unrequited love, life on the road, and haunted hotels. The album was produced by Basil Donovan, Blue Rodeo, and Tim Vesely, Rio Statics, and features musicians like Jim Cuddy and Jimmy Bofskill. I think the album is what you could call Americana, having sounds from a few related genres, and with overtones of classic country, says Dove. I think many people are longing for something real and honest. I released this album without any single rollout during the pandemic lockdowns, and I was really pleased to hear that it helped some folks through difficult times. Dove is no stranger to the Sioux, having played here numerous times before. My first time in the Sioux was with Rusty McCarthy at Casey's, at Algoma's Water Tower Inn, says Dove. Rusty booked me and backed me up with his four-piece band of local musicians. I liked staying at that hotel. I think we did that a few times. I also played once at Lop Lop's while on tour, a double bill with Alex Charbonneau from Bats and the Belfry. During this tour, Dove will be performing solo at the Whiskey Barrel this Thursday. The positives of playing solo are, I can try new material, and change my set list depending on how I feel in the moment, or read the room and make adjustments to my song list based on that, all without catching anyone off guard or pissing off a band, Dove laughs. Also, some audience members just want to hear an artist sing and play their instrument and tell their stories, so solo format works for that. You can hear all the lyrics and really feel the essence of a song that way. Dove loves playing solo and with backing bands, of which there are many. I love being backed by incredible musicians. I love my Hopeless Romantics in Toronto. I also have a Montreal band, an Alberta band, and a Winnipeg-based band. They're all great people and fabulous musicians and bring a new excitement to playing my songs. Bobby Dove will perform at the Whiskey Barrel on Thursday, April 25, from 8 to 11 p.m. Find out more about Bobby Dove at their webpage, Bandcamp page, Facebook, Instagram, or on TikTok.